Rothel joins us this morning with a movie that's kind of like a superhero movie.
Well, it really is. It's kind of a superhero movie. It's kind of a psychological thriller. It is Glass.
The Bristol County District Attorney's Office has released...
My bones break easily. I've had 94 breaks in my life.
But you have an extraordinary IQ.
This is not a cartoon. This is the real world.
What do we call you, sir?
First name, Mr. Last name, Glass.
M. Night Shyamalan back.
Yeah, you know, this is the follow-up to Split, the follow-up to Unbreakable. We kind of catch up to the Split world, if you will, maybe a few weeks, few months after all that's happened, and we see Bruce Willis. It turns out, you know, the man who thinks he's the Man of Steel, he thinks he's the superhero with super strength, is patrolling the streets at night like Batman, and he wants to capture this evil beast. But they both get captured. They get put in a psychiatric unit with Mr. Glass, and there's a psychiatrist there played by Sarah Paulson who wants to explain to them they're not superheroes, they're delusional. But somebody else has a plan to prove they're really superheroes.
So, I mean, are they really superheroes or not, or is that kind of like the whole movie?
That's the whole movie. Okay. You know, I have to admit, it's a pretty interesting concept, you know, as we see Sarah Paulson's character laying out the things that happened in each of their lives that would lead to their beliefs, you know, the rational explanations for what they thought were superhuman powers that maybe are explainable. And so you kind of have to wonder. And you don't get the big bombastic blockbuster, I think, that a lot of people are expecting. It's really more of a cerebral movie until the last, like, third. Then they finally kind of turn on the action. They get it a little bit more thrilling, but up until then there's a lot of talk, so you better be ready for that.
So it almost brings an element of realism to a superhero movie.
Yeah, I think it does. What's really interesting is when you look at Unbreakable now, you know, it came out 20 years ago, and in a way, maybe it was a little bit ahead of its time. You know, it was before the big superhero craze, before, you know, the embracing of nerd culture, as you might want to call it. And so, you know, people kind of thought it was a little odd, you know, that, oh, it turns out that the guy who survived the train crash was really supposed to be a superhero, and this evil villain caused it to find him, and you know, it didn't fit into the landscape of movies back in 1999. But today, this all does. Mm-hmm. And I think it makes it a little bit more interesting movie.
How many waffles?
You know, I'm going to say 2.5 waffles for Glass.
All right, not bad, not bad. 2.5 waffles for M. Night Shyamalan's Glass. What is coming up next weekend?
Next weekend, how about Matthew McConaughey in Serenity?
All right, Willie Waffle, listen, have a great weekend.
Hey, you too.
Enjoy the snow.
Oh, God, I can't.
Fun 107. Massachusetts.